Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to provide members with an update concerning the Warwood Town Hall fire, which, as members will know, started at about 12:30 on Monday lunchtime and was eventually put out about 24 hours later. And this morning, the building was handed back by the fire brigade to the council. There are obviously a number of services and obviously there's a museum which operated from the building. I just want to update members as to where we are with regard to those at the present time. With regard to the Cumming Museum, approximately 1% of the entire collection from the Cumming Museum is on display in the three galleries within the museum. That probably was the best 1%, it must be said. But thanks to actions of the fire brigade on Monday, something like 500 items were rescued from Gallery 1. Items which, some other items from Gallery 1 and items from Galleries 2 and 3, however, were not rescued, and the status of those items, it could be as many as 700 in number, is presently unknown. I know that the museum staff working in the Cumming Museum have been devastated really by this fire. I think they really do feel that they were the custodians of the collection within the museum for this generation of Southwark residents. And I think they feel the loss of that as a responsibility that something happened to the collection on their watch. They feel a real personal loss. But I want to pay absolute tribute to our museum staff who are currently cataloguing the items which have been rescued for their absolute dedication to that work and to the museum. And they worked out the night on Monday to continue the rescue operation. The museum carries out a degree of outreach work with school children, and we're currently looking for premises in the area where they will be able to continue that work as soon as possible. The Warwood One Stop Shop is obviously also in the building. The exact state of that is unknown, but I think anyone who's been past that building can see that there's been real devastation to the interior of the building. Staff from the Warwood One Stop Shop have been redeployed to the other One Stop Shops at Blue and in Peckham to hopefully cope with customers who will go to those alternative locations. But again, we are looking for suitable premises where an alternative One Stop Shop can be established as soon as possible. However, even though there's no shortage of premises in the area which could potentially be used, they would all have to be fitted out with suitable equipment, telephone equipment, and computer equipment. So we're talking weeks, if not months, for that to happen in reality. Newton Library was obviously next door to the town hall. The damage to the library, we believe, is limited, thankfully, at the present time. However, books will need to be cleaned and carpets will need to be cleaned and other cosmetic repairs we know will have to be carried out. However, we do not know yet, and we won't know until structural engineers have been in, whether the building is safe to reopen. Clearly, it's been a building sitting next to an incredibly intense fire which raged for the best part of 24 hours. And has obviously had lots of water damage all over it during the course of that time. So structural engineers will need to look carefully at that. There may also be another health and safety reason. One of the fire exits from the library was effectively out into the courtyard next to the town hall. We have to make sure clearly that that can't be overused in the future, but we have to make sure that there are satisfactory fire exits from the library before it can be reopened. So again, although the damage may appear to be cosmetic, it could be weeks, if not months, depending on the nature of things, before the library can be reopened. The old council chamber, again, people may have seen pictures or from walking past the building, the old council chamber, originally Walworth vestry and then Southwark council chamber has been completely lost. This was a grade 2 listed building, both for its exterior and for its interior features, particularly the staircase and the council chamber. So it is a devastating loss to us as a community. And I just want to use this opportunity as well as reassuring members that we are doing everything to provide services as quickly as possible to people as a consequence of this fire. I want to pay tribute to the fire brigade who have done absolutely sterling work, fantastic work, this week in dealing with this major fire. I should have mentioned just a point which is in the email which comes out to your council. If I want to point it out to you, so if anyone raises it with you, the Walworth one-stop shop was effectively a hub for the computer and telephone call system for repairs and other things. We had to make sure that, if people understand it, a bridge was created at Peckham before the power switched off at Walworth. But officers anticipate that there will be a knock-on effect to our telephone and computer system because of the Walworth one-stop shop being taken out of action, which may cause some delays in the system. So please explain to residents if they're in touch with you in the next few days that any delays they're experiencing are because of the fire at Walworth one-stop shop. So, Madam Mayor,